ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Hare Krishna. Greetings from New Gaya Dam in Tokyo, Japan. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Gopi Janda Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Janda Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotra Shri Srimad Abhay Charanada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotra Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Zagohu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasari Gaur Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gobopinath Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Jumuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Do they want to come up here? You want to please come up and sit? Hare Krishna. Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasatim vyasam Tato jaya mudiraye. Yeah, my bag. Is my bag there somewhere? Thank you. So, in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fifth chapter, there's a very sweet interaction between Narada Muni and Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva is the disciple of Srila Narada Muni. And as a disciple trying to do his duty, he's feeling bewildered and depressed. So he takes shelter of his spiritual master and asks him, oh, please. Please find the deficiency. Find what's wrong with me. And Narada Muni tells Srila Vyasadeva something that we can all take advantage of. The instruction is open for everyone. He told Srila Vyasadeva that you haven't gone far enough to describe the pastimes of the personality of Godhead.
So,
And so he tells Śrīla Vyāsadeva that hearing the pastimes of Krishna is medicinal. It's like medicine. And so anyone who applies him or herself to the process of devotional service can take time to listen to the pastimes of the personality of Godhead. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Shridyantaksto Hibhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam, that by hearing about Krishna, one purifies the heart. And the reason the heart becomes purified is because Krishna is there within the heart along with us. And when he sees that we're listening to his pastimes, he helps us to purify the heart. It's not a very easy task to clean the heart. In the Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaks about many different layers of illusion that a soul becomes subjected to. He says, there's avidya, which means that one mistakenly thinks that I am a material entity. And from this, there are many other kinds of illusion that I'm subjected to. And there are different processes for trying to become freed from this illusion. But the direct process of hearing about Krishna is most recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was speaking with Ramananda Roy and he asked him what is the best process, Ramananda Roy recommended Varnashram and Karma and Jnana. Karma, Jnana, different processes. But Mahaprabhu didn't accept them. But when Ramananda Roy quoted a verse from the Bhagavatam that talked about directly hearing about Krishna, Mahaprabhu accepted it. Ajnane prayasam udapasyadamanta eva jivanti san mukaritam babadiya vartam stane stita shudikatam tanuvan manovir ye prayaso jita jito pyasitais trilokyam, which means that you can give up the process of trying to understand Krishna by using your intelligence. And you should stay in whatever position you're in now and simply hear about Krishna. And engage yourself in service to Krishna. And he said, by that process, then one can conquer Krishna, who is normally unconquerable. And in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada explains why this is. He says that because devotional service is the product or is the manifestation of Krishna's internal potency. Therefore, it attracts even Krishna. And in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it is said that when you hear the Bhagavatam, then Krishna won't leave your heart. He won't leave. Won't leave your heart. And Sadyo Hridyavarudyate Trakdibishushushubhishtakshanat means he becomes, very quickly, Krishna becomes captured within the heart. And commenting on that verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes another verse from the 11th canto, which says that if someone chants the holy name of the Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, then Krishna will stay in that person's heart. What to speak of someone who intentionally hears and chants about Krishna? The verse says, for those who intentionally hear about Krishna, then their success is guaranteed. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a diagram of the various kinds of unwanted desires that I may have within my heart. He lists all the various unwanted desires that a conditioned soul has within his or her heart. And he says that each one of them is a demon. Desires are like demons. That is, these material desires are demons. And they're represented in Krishna's Leela by various demons who appear in his Leela. For example, he says, Putana, who is this witch who came to kill Krishna. Represents the false guru. False guru. cheating guru. And it also represents one's bad intelligence. Because, as Prabhupada explains, sometimes people want to accept a guru who's a cheater. Because as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura used to say, the material world is made up of the cheaters and the cheated. So people like to get a teacher or a guru who will tell them things that will enliven them for staying in the material world. And the intelligence, one's intelligence that is not purified, might also give bad direction as well. And Putana, although she was had bad intentions, dressed herself very beautifully, like she was a mother of Krishna. And when she came to the house of Nanda and Yashoda to see baby Krishna, everyone thought that she was maybe a demigoddess. And they let her right in to see Krishna as a little baby. Putana went in, they let her go in to see Krishna. And she picked him up to give him her breast milk. She had put poison on her nipple in order to kill the baby. So, although Krishna looks like a little baby, actually he's always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We hear sometimes about yogis who develop mystical powers. But they have to perform some great austerities to get these powers. But Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, already has all mystic powers. Therefore, his name is Yogeshwara, Yogeshwara. He's the supreme mystic of all supreme mystics. And Prabhupada says that when Krishna was a little boy, he lifted Govardhan Hill. But he didn't have to practice weightlifting in order to develop the strength to lift Govardhan Hill. So when Krishna sucked on the breast of Putana, he sucked the poison and then the milk and then her life.
Krishna 毒もそれからお乳も飲みましたけれども、サタナの命も飲んでしまいました。
Even though she was such a powerful demoness, she didn't have the strength to take him off her breast. And when Putana died, she assumed her original form as a huge demoness.And she crashed to the ground and she smashed a whole orchard of trees and broke them all. But she was 7 miles long. And all the trees that she smashed were Kamsa's special orchards. And then the residents of Vrindavan came to see what had happened, and they saw that Krishna was crawling on the breast of this gigantic demoness. And he was unharmed. So they, Mother Yashoda took child Krishna and she to protect him, took the dust that was raised from the hooves of cows and sprinkled it on his body. And she said many mantras to ward off any evil spirits. His parents and all his relatives and friends thought that he was an ordinary boy. And they were amazed when these fantastic things would happen to him. And they became worried about him. Worried. And of course they had nothing to worry about because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, in Vrindavan, the devotees have a special kind of love for Krishna where they don't see that he's God. They just see him as the most wonderful child. And his friends see him as the best friend they could ever have. And the girls are all after him, just think they can't wait to somehow be with him and just talk to him or see him. And all the animals love Krishna too. And Krishna can speak the language of all the animals. Some humans can speak a couple languages, 2, 3, sometimes 7. But Krishna knows every language in the whole universe. But he can also speak like the animal. He speaks the same language the animals speak. And so, when Krishna was safe, then the coward men started to cut up the body of Putana. They used big axes to chop up her body. And as the Vedic custom to burn the body, they made huge fires to burn the pieces of Putana's body. But when the smoke came out from the fire, it was a very beautiful, sweet smell. And this is because Putana's body had become purified by her touch of Krishna's transcendental body. And so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by hearing this pastime about Putana, one becomes purified of the tendency to take shelter of a false guru. Which also means one becomes free from the tendency to take shelter of one's bad intelligence. So how does that happen? Just by hearing about Krishna's pastimes. Because Krishna is personally present in his pastimes. And in the same way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur lists the various demons that Krishna killed when he was in Vrindavan. For instance, the cart demon, his name is Shakatasura. Cart demon. Came in the shape of a cart. And when Krishna was just a little tiny baby, his mother put him under the cart because it's a very steady, sturdy cart. So she put him there for protection while they were doing some other things. And you can imagine how Krishna's tiny lotus feet were so soft because he was just a baby. Even when Krishna's in his adolescence, his skin so soft that when you touch a leaf, just a leaf touched, his skin will change color. So you can imagine when he was a little baby how soft his skin was and how tender and soft his little lotus feet were. But when he kicked those tiny little lotus feet, he smashed the cart and all the pots and pans and everything that was on the cart went flying off in different directions. And everybody came running to see what had happened. And they couldn't imagine how that cart had suddenly exploded.
どうしてこのカートが突然爆発したんだろうかと思います。
But the cart, actually, a demon had taken shelter within the cart with bad intentions. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this Shakatasura, the cart demon, represents the, a person's tendency to carry a cartload of bad habits. Cartload. Cart. Nowadays, a truckload. He's just driving around. I mean, sometimes you see people. Well, everyone has a tendency to collect all kinds of things in this world. And these items may be insignificant, but I become very attached to them. And the way the three modes of material nature work, I also become attached to bad habits. So you name three bad habits that are kind of stupid. Smoking, thank you, that's a good one. Smoking is tobacco, sute, is a habit that doesn't help anybody except for the tobacco company. Would you all agree it's a bad habit? Nirkula thinks it's a bad habit. Nobody else does, though. Yes? Oh, okay. Name two more.
Habitually checking your iPhone.
Habitually checking your iPhone. They walk off cliffs. Or some people can't stop checking their phone, so they do it even while they're driving. And there's been an increase in car accidents from people trying to text while they're driving. So that's three, right? Three bad habits you named. But two of them were related to the smartphone. Oh, no, that's only two.
Well, habitually checking, but you could also say texting while you're driving.
All right, well, name one more. One more bad habit. What?
Drinking.
Never drink something that you can light on fire. Drinking, osake.
Overeating.
Yeah, bad habit number three. Jess, how many bad habits do you think that we could name if we sat here for a while? 108. We could name a lot. So you could get enough of those to make a cartload, a truckload of bad habits. Truckload. A truck full. And this is a Shakatasura, the tendency to collect bad habits and then keep them and think these are very important. But by hearing him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by hearing about Krishna's pastime of kicking the Shakatasura demon, then one can overcome this tendency. That's right. And then there's a long list of the various demons. I won't name what they all represent, but I will name the different demons. Well, I'll name some of them. There's Bakasura. He represents cheating. Yeah. And Agasura, the big snake, represents cruelty and violence. Cruelty. So, if one wants to advance in devotional service, one can read the Krishna book. Because, as I mentioned in the beginning, Narada Muni told Vyasadeva that you should tell people about Krishna's pastimes so they can hear them. And Srila Prabhupada made sure that the Krishna book was available for the masses of people all over the world to hear. It has a special effect to clear out all the bad habits and all the demoniac tendencies that one has within one's heart just by hearing Krishna book. May I have a copy? Yeah. This is what it looks like. How many you got? Here it is. Look at this. Krishna book in Japanese. Nihongo no Krishna book desu. Kore wa Krishna. See? Mite kudasai. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna ga saikou jinka koshushin desu.
And within these pages, we have the stories of Krishna.
Krishna no hanashi ga arimasu.
And if you just read the stories and listen to them, again and again, then the heart will become purified. And that is the best process for advancing in devotional service. And now we'll take a few reflections. A reflection means anything that you heard that's stuck in your mind that you can say back. It's not a question, so it's really easy. It's just any one of the things that you heard.
ということを聞いたのは初めてっていうか言ってらしたのかもしれないけど今日はとてもそれが深く印象に残ったので。 This time, she first understood that the demons, each demon represents our bad habit or bad something. So next time she reads the Krishna book, she will check which akuma belongs to her bad habit.
Thank you. I can give you the notes that list all of them. Yeah, we started making a chart. A handy chart that has all the demons and tells their bad what they represent on the other side. So it needs a little editing, but once I'm done editing it, then you can translate it into Japanese also. Be really simple. Nice chart to have. A couple more? What else did you hear? Satyadev Prabhu.
It just brought back a fond old memory. Because, you know, when the Krishna book first came out, it came out in a big hardbound one book or two books. So when listening to his talk about the Krishna book, it brought back a fond memory. So, when the Krishna book first came out, it came out in two big volumes. Those were the first books that we distributed. And we were going door to door in San Francisco. And it was very easy. People would see the Krishna book and they would think, this is such a wonderful book. Just by seeing the pictures. And it was a very beautiful book. The colors and everything, the way they designed it was really. But then they came out with the three little paperback versions.
Trilogy, Krishna trilogy. Three books.
It was very easy to carry around. Compared to the other books, that was it was a tiny, easy book, maybe Ishopanishad, but that was a nice book to carry. So I was working in Ikebukuro. No, I was working in Shibuya.
So
I used to take those three volumes with me to work. But we were living in Tokorozawa. So it was a long commute. It took a long time. So in the morning I would chant my rounds on the train.
朝はその通勤時間の間に16週唱えることができ
る。
そして今度家に帰るときはクリシュナブックを読みました。
And I really enjoyed that.
で本当に楽しみました。
Reading Krishna book every night on the way back.
そして毎晩毎晩クリシュナブックを読みながら。
But I think if if it was a big Krishna book, I wouldn't have carried it.
もしこれが大きなクリシュナブックだったら、運ばなかったと思います。
Now we can carry all the books on our iPhone.
それは今はiPhone で持ち歩きができます。
So I was wondering if we read the Krishna book on our iPhone, will that cure our habituation to always looking at the iPhone?
そしていつも iPhone を持ってその中にクリシュナブックが入っていますから、いつも心が浄化されます。
One more. Anything that you heard that? Yes?
Repeatedly reading this Krishna book.
Repeatedly reading Krishna book. You'll become free from all your bad habits. Just by reading and hearing. Yes.
私はたくさん読んでてクリシナを触れたりとかクリシナを殺したりとかすると、物質世界からまた、デーモンの世界から精神世界に入ることはよく記憶していましたけど、なんかその今日の話でよかったのはプータナの、その姿とかいつもイメージ香りがもうすごいいい香りがしてくるっていうのを印象的に今日キャッチしたので、それがとても心に残りました。お話の仕方がそういうふうになんか香りをこういい香りがしてくるようなお話の仕方でした。
She read so many Krishna books already, and she heard that touching Krishna or killing Krishna, that means from the material world or from the demon world, we can get rid of that spiritual material world or demon world. But today, you said that Putana, when she was born, it was a very good fragrance from the smoke. That the way of your speaking was as if the you carried to this class the good smelling, the good fragrance you are talking with. Mm-hmm. It seems to her, and it was very impressive to her.
Yeah, well, it works every time, because if you, as Srila Narada Muni said, if you hear about Krishna, you just discuss Krishna, then everything becomes auspicious. Yes. Radhika, go ahead.
Narasimha Maharaj, he said some really nice story. Just we don't have much time, but at the beginning of ISKCON in Boston, they had, when the book distribution began, they distributed back to Godheads, and they had these silver heavy Krishna books to distribute.
Yes, those are the ones.
He was saying that it was practically unimaginable for them to go out door to door and trying to sell them. And that Maharaj, he would like go for days without nothing, and when finally somebody took the book, he experienced like incredible ecstasy, like overwhelming ecstasy, to just give one Krishna book out to people, you know, door to door. So they just were, the devotees became so happy, just, you know, even they didn't distribute many books, but just by giving one Krishna book, it created incredible sense of satisfaction. Sometimes, you know, we're thinking that the books are difficult to distribute, but we used to take our Krishna book in Japan, you know, the big thick one, this one, and we would take it out at night, just out of, but it's like, you know, people, they do, why you want to distribute that? And actually, every time we went out, somebody took it, you know, for Nimayan, for Samayan, and we just couldn't understand why. But I think if you take the book immediately gains address. When it's out of the door, automatically it becomes connected. It has its own plan, its own mission. And you just have to watch how Krishna wants to get it out, you know. It's actually the secret. If we can get that detachment, you know.
Actually, just as Krishna saved all his devotees in Vrindavan, so similarly, the Krishna book saved ISKCON. Because at the time, ISKCON had no money and it was struggling to survive. Devotees were only selling Back to Godhead magazine. For 25 cents. And they were getting in debt everywhere. But when the Krishna book came out and the devotees learned how to sell it, then just after that, there was a huge influx of Lakshmi into ISKCON. And many, many new devotees came. So Krishna incarnated in the form of this book and he saved ISKCON. And he's still present on earth in the form of this book called Krishna. And because life is very short, Prabhupada wrote the Krishna book as a summary so everyone could finish reading it many, many times before they leave the body. And he also arranged that it be in the form of a book so that it could go out to people all over the world. And so Krishna book can save the whole world because it's Krishna. Sometimes people think if they build a really big building and they put a lot of smart people in the building and they invent all kinds of interesting things, then maybe that will help the world. But it won't. It won't save anybody. It won't save the people who are in the building or outside the building either. But the Krishna book will save anyone who reads it, and it'll save the whole world by mass distribution. Ijo. Domurigato gozaimasu. Thank you very much for your beautiful translation. Thanks to all the devotees here. Thanks to all the devotees that join us online. Please pan the audience so that the devotees can say Hari Bol to everyone online. Say Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Vanchakalpadrusha kripasanabhavacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande nitai gaura haribo 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 nitai gaura haribo nitai gaura haribo 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 nitai gaura haribo.
Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.